There's nothing quite like the feeling of having pockets bulging with cash, but research shows that Australian shoppers are increasingly passing up on that cheap thrill for the convenience of a plastic card or smartphone app. Recent studies show cash transactions in Australia are on the decline as people turn to electronic payment systems for transactions as small as $5. It might mean there's no more digging around for loose change, but where does that leave those who rely on informal economies such as busking, tipping and even begging? Eleni Soltis reports.
Wanjala Imbala is a Bukulman man from Palm Island who has been busking on the streets for 15 years. He says more people are carrying cards instead of cash, and he's worried about what this may mean for street performers.
That would affect us big time. People come up all the time, we want to give you something, but we don't have cash. We'll be back. So, you know, having that cashless society is a sort of a waste of people's time as well, because they come, they want to give something, so they have to go out of their way and then come back to put the money on the table for us. Yeah.
The self-regulatory body for the payments industry says cash transactions are on the decline and that last financial year there were fewer ATM withdrawals. Dr. Leila Faree is the CEO of the Australian Payments Clearing Association.
We saw a decline of 6.6% year on year, and this has increased from the prior year where we saw a decline of 4.9%. When we contrast this against the growth in debit card and credit card transactions, which is now growing at 12%, we see that people are spending a lot more on their credit cards and using cash a lot less.
The Reserve Bank says the overall demand for cash in Australia remains strong, but its most recent survey on transactions showed that in 2007, cash accounted for 69% of consumer payments. 6 years after that, in 2013, it only accounted for 47%. Dr. Faree believes the next RBA survey will show even fewer cash transactions.
Those stats were done before Tap and Go took off the way it has, and before the marked increase that we've seen in online transactions. I would expect that once that research gets updated from 2013, we will see a remarkable increase in the amount of digital transactions relative to cash transactions.
But not all buskers are worried about this transition to a cashless economy. Jack Shepherd is a singer and a guitarist who has been busking since 2011.
If we move to a completely cashless society, I don't think street performance will die out. People still like spontaneous entertainment. I mean, you know, the crowds don't stop.
So how have you adapted?
I've got something from busk.co, or the Busking Project, and that is sort of a website that takes the concept of cashless society and tipping buskers and puts it into an app and a website.
The Busking Project was launched in December 2015, allowing people to instantly transfer money to a street performer. Its co-founder, Nick Broad, says the process is simple.
Open the app, you immediately see a dot on the map near you, which represents that street performer. You click on the dot, you then click donate, you choose how much you want to give, and then you just have to click the donate button. You don't have to keep entering your bank details every time. The nice thing about that is you can also see where every other street performer in the city is performing right now. So it's the world's first live busking map.
But Nick Broad says the uptake has been slow. Less than 3,500 buskers and 1,400 contributors worldwide are using the app or website.
I think people just aren't used to using their phone to tip strangers. I think that's the biggest issue. But if we can show people that tipping a street performer or anyone else on the street is just as safe as accessing your bank online, I think people will get into it more. There's just a lot of distrust over technology at the moment.
The Australian Payments Clearing Association says digital transactions will be the way of the future. It's also launching a new smartphone payment system for low-value transactions later this year. But while these solutions are available to street performers, they're not applicable to everyone.
I've been on the streets for over 20 years. There are kind people around, but I notice there's a lot of, like, people have got cards now. There's not much cash out on the streets, and it's got a lot harder for all of us.
I've been in and out of homelessness since August of last year. I hope to think that we still do have a place in society here somehow and somewhere, but we just have to see how it goes, I suppose.
The next RBA survey on cash transactions is expected to be completed early this year.
Eleni Soltis reporting.